so we did. I was good. Where y'all from, man?
We're new to the game, man.
For real, we from Houston. I love Houston.
H-Town.
From West Belton.
Welcome to Metal World Monday. Nihoi mi noi noi. It's 1:04. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio. Joined always by young Reed Alexander, co-host. What's going up, Reedy?
What up?
Yeah, honestly. So we've got a lot in store today. We got DJ Frankie Y in here. Let's get you involved. Oh, dude, the board's all messed up.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's that simple. Kind of a whiz with the board. I blew it. Did I not blow it? All right, whatever. We'll be back to you in just in a few seconds.
Why away? That's okay. As long as I'm with you,
Welcome back. Sorry about that. We had some technical issues in studio, which never happens.
That has never happened.
This is a first-time scenario for us, but we came out, we learned something, most importantly, and I like to think we learn something every show.
And every day.
And every day. We've got Isaac in studio.
How's it going, everybody?
It's really great to have you back. Long-time listeners will remember. We had a killer show with
I
you
hope
last
so.
Time.
Yeah, this is my sophomore visit.
Yes, it is. So as they say. So we're really excited.
I say that. No one else does.
You know what else they say? Chicken is the bat of the cave.
Chicken is the bat of the cave.
We all know that.
Jimmy Fallon always says, un elefante no es un banana.
And he's not wrong.
I try to live my life by those words. If only I could understand them.
Listen.
What's that, French?
Did you bring that sweet, sweet flute? You play the flute, right?
Panpipes, yes.
Panpipes, yeah. Okay. So we might get
I did bring them. Yeah, I can't stick around for long. But
I know. So
I'm glad to be here.
We've only got you in studio for 10 minutes?
Just about, yeah. Look, I can be a little late to this class. Right, I've been early the past
Here's what we're going to do.
I believe that's how it works. You have rollover minutes.
Right. I put in my time.
What happened to our rollover minutes? I'm trying to cash those in.
Those also work for your burner phone.
Oh.
You can transfer those to long-distance calls.
Fantastic. Oh, thank God. I have some long-distance friends that I have been meaning to call for years.
God. We can finally reach them. Okay, I'm going to play a song, and then we'll be back with, I hope, real music. We'll talk about it.
Ooh, real music.
Trouble.
Hey guys, it's
all
us.
Right. We're back.
We're back. Young Isaac's gonna give us a piece here.
So yeah, let's just do it. I don't have much time. This is a song that I wrote. Is what Bruce Springsteen would say if he was here, because he wrote this song. It's for all the.
It's like some Springsteen on Broadway in WMFO.
Is that part of it?
Yeah, his famous throat clear.
Pretty girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? I can take you higher. Oh, I'm on fire. Oh, I'm on fire.
Another little throat clear in there.
Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley in the middle of my soul. At night I wake up with a sheet soaking wet and a freight train running in the middle of my head into you. And you cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley in the middle of my soul. At night I wake up with a sheet soaking wet and a freight train running in the middle of my head into you. And you cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire.
Thank you. Wow, what a crowd.
Oh, my God.
What a crowd.
The live studio audience is on their feet, in tears.
Stop it. It's going to go. This is all going to go right to my head.
Dude, you guys, I love when you come on
too much.
Dude, you're
I love coming
beast.
On.
This is awesome.
Wow. Well.
Holy smokes,
once again,
man.
For those of you who tuned in halfway through, that was I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen, the boss.
It's like. He's here right in front of
Jersey's
us.
Finest. He took some time out of his busy schedule being the mayor of New Jersey.
Yeah. As we all know.
To come down to the studio.
Yeah, he just
ran out. That was him, but
he's
just
gotta
left.
He's got to go back to the turnpike.
He's busy, yeah.
Make some Jersey references.
Pick up trash on
I don't
the,
know much about New Jersey.
Pick up trash on the shoulder of the turnpike.
Yeah. Insert New Jersey reference
yeah.
here. Well, dude, amazing as always.
Thank you.
We're getting you. Please come back next
I will.
Week.
I'll come back.
You could be our early, early part of the show segment.
I'd love to, yeah. For those
you got that
for those listening,
class.
Yeah, I have a 120 class.
You're one of those musicians.
So it's really a treat that students. You've been able to push all that back.
Use
your rollover minutes to buy yourself some time.
Exactly. It's really a treat. For me to skip class. Yeah. It's really a treat for you,
seriously.
Me to skip class today. So,
it is a treat
Professor...
For-
Professor Wilson, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Which I imagine he is.
One would assume.
DJ Small, who's listening in, just sent me a message saying, wow, all capital letters, rather. He is the best voice.
Yeah, she was here when you performed the first time.
Yeah, you're freshman,
us.
Right? Ugh.
That was great, too. Was that an original last
one? That last one was original. I only have so many songs that I've written, so I gotta disperse them out. Maybe next time.
Do I have permission to, you know, play that back? I've got it on my
You're welcome to.
You
know,
do you have your permission to sell it and give you none of the money?
Yes.
We're gonna need you to sign.
Why don't we have your people call my... Call my mom and ask her for permission.
Miss Isaac's mom,
can you stay over? Can you be a little late to class?
Is it okay if
All right, I really should head out though.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. That was great.
Thank you for
Jimmy
having
Fallon
me.
Always says
los elefantes and los pantalones. Right? Or what? Something like
something
that.
Near that.
The direct translation has been lost.
Yeah, we won't.
But I believe it means something to the effect of, when you're with your friends, you're not with your elephants.
That's right. All right, more music and more us talking to each other. You can count on that throughout the show. Here it goes.
Because that's all we do.
Scary.
I almost had a heart attack.
Okay. You guys okay? I turned on three mics, but there's only two of us, so that can go. Pete here. As you may know, it is the end of Pete Week officially.
Oh, yeah. Should we do end of Pete Week wrap-up?
Yeah. So, basically, I mean, most of the Boston area was involved, so they know.
Mm-hmm.
But we hit Monday Two Friends hard.
Hard.
Really hard.
I hit it so hard that I didn't even go.
That's right. That is very correct. And I got kicked out of the function and then let back in due to the elevator pitch of a century.
Let's just say Pete is a persuasive man.
The bouncer pulled me out of there, and then I made a pitch of why I should stay in the elevator on my way to being kicked out, and frankly, he loved it.
And now they're business partners.
We just closed business just the other day, so...
I'm not going to say it's as big as Apple... But it's close.
And I just love equity. It's the gift that keeps on giving. So that happened. That was a good time. Shout out to Primetime J-Mart, Shannon. It was Shannon's birthday. And the field hockey crew. Good folks. What happened Tuesday? Rest the body. Rest the body.
Yeah, your body's your temple. And you don't always treat it as such. Yeah. But, you know,
Tuesday, sometimes you do. Rest the body. Wednesday. Rest the body again. You didn't see that coming, did you?
Oh, you thought we were going to do something
because
else.
We needed to be completely geared up for the weekend. And frankly, we were. Thursday, what did we do?
Thursday was your actual birthday.
Oh my God, yes.
I had a midterm, and then after that, it was Pete and Reed riding off into the sunset.
That's right.
Bonnie and Clyde style.
That's right. So I'm now remembering we did a Davis crawl, me and young Dre, and then we did a little, I guess you would call it my birthday dinner, although I didn't intend it to be.
Yeah, it kind of... You know, was a motley crew.
It was a motley crew, but it was fun. And then we had senior bar night, which was, you know, a great time. Lots of fun, lots of friendship, and we all had a good laugh.
Yeah, and then...
Saturday.
No, Friday.
Friday.
We forgot. Friday, there was a function. We can't really get into the details.
Oh my gosh, it was a Vino Boy production.
It was a Vino Boy production, a.k.a. DJ Chandy Shop.
That's right. Picture an intimate gathering of people with, you know, just, I would say, diverse mindsets and kind of an eclectic group. I didn't know a lot of the people there, frankly, but I got to know them, and it was great. That might have been the best night. I thought it was great, and we all had a lot of laughs. Saturday, rest the body. Sunday, the Lord's Day. Today, we have a half hour left, so... It was a good week for sure.
It was very good.
Definitely look to the site for a
video. And on that note, some more good news. Isaac just texted me and wanted me to let you all know, listener and Pete, that he wasn't the last one to class.
No way.
No way. I guess that other guy had some other radio show he was going to.
Must be nice. Well, yeah, it's been a good week, I would say. And my boys, Reed and Cole, got me a Chicago-style pizza from home.
Mm-hmm.
That just really warmed my heart. Apparently, they got two of them, and I missed it the first time.
I also missed it the first time. Okay. Cole, if you're listening to this, you owe me some cash.
We'll definitely sort that out on the other end. But thank you to everyone who's a part of it. And you probably think that the festivities are over, but we have Dre Week coming up soon.
Very soon.
A lot of people are going to Mardi Gras. Which, you know, you're going, right?
I'm going.
Are you excited?
I'm scared for my life.
Are you really?
Last time I was in New Orleans, I don't know what happened, but I woke up in the middle of the night and I felt like my body was on fire.
Okay.
And I was looking around, I was there with my family, and I was looking around, I couldn't find my family. Just darkness. And the sudden aroma of incense and spices was filling my nose, and I said, this can't be right. What did I do to deserve this? And then I remembered that earlier that day I desecrated a burial ground. I'm not sure of what kind, but never a good idea.
Oh my goodness.
And I've been paying for my sins ever since.
I would say so. You definitely are going to want to see some sort of witch doctor or an apothecary to get that sorted out. I don't know what an apothecary does. Is that like a pharmacist with the big beaks? like 1500? They just feed you like stuff that'll kill you, but they think it's going to make you better.
They're like, all right, put these leeches on your body. Yeah. You've got too much blood.
You
got
to get that blood out of there. Well, you definitely need some old world solutions to that old world problem. So, well, you kind of, it sounds like you did it to yourself.
Well.
And the spirits will have their day of reckoning. In other non-demon spirit news, that's where you come in with the news.
Oh, the news. Uh-oh. Look, I don't have that much news, but I do. I did see an interesting science headline earlier today that you showed me that physics doesn't exist, and we are all scared about it.
That was...
Was that the headline?
It was not the headline.
Oh, God.
The headline was... Oh, now I'm going to ruin it. Physics is contradictory and nothing is real.
Oh, wow.
Which sounds like straight from your mouth, frankly.
Frankly, I've never done science a day in my life. I told you I'm a businessman only. Get back to me with those numbers.
I'll have those on your desk by end of business. Okay, so we're going to play music, and then we're going to play some requests. And then if we get callers, we're going to give out T-shirts. I have to get your parents' mailing address.
How dare you? My parents have lived on a boat for the last 2 years. I don't even know where they are.
I love that houseboat. It's so charming.
Yeah, it'd be more charming if they were there for me.
Come home, Mom and Dad. Come back.
Mom and Dad, if you're...
Just reach land.
Reach land. Mom and Dad, if you're reading this, it's been 2 years.
We've been just throwing messages in bottles for so long now. I'm starting to think one of these has to wash up. All right, I'm playing music, I promise.
Without you, all this dream would feel so empty.
No? You shut the heck up right now. Hey. All right, so it's that time. It's 1:35 in the afternoon. Metal World Monday Live on a Monday. And Reed's going to do his daily PSA, beat the beat.
Okay, I have some conditions this time. One, no sabotaging.
Okay, last time I sabotaged it, I'm sorry. I got nervous because it was so short, and I just thought you were at an unfair advantage.
Two, I'm going to need you to close your eyes or turn around because I cannot be watched. I cannot read while being looked at.
All right, that goes for our studio audience, too. Everyone, turn around, please.
Aww. It's okay, guys. I respect the process.
All right. All right. Everyone. You. Yes, you. Okay.
And the hat.
That looks like everybody.
Okay.
All right. So I've never actually heard this song before. So hopefully the beat drop is at a reasonable time.
Oh, God. I'm really flying blind here.
Oh, man. Are we getting a phone call?
No. What are you talking about?
I think it's that phone. Can you just pick that up? Hello?
This one?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
I don't know what that means.
Hold? Drop?
No. I would just say hang it up. Yeah, another prank caller.
Oh, God. What's with these kids and their pranks?
All right.
Back in my day.
All right, ready?
You know, the Civil War.
You look like a Civil War reenactment person.
I do have a mustache. And let's just say it's the handlebar kind.
It is the best kind. All right, so...
Does it smell like pasta? Maybe a little.
All right. If you talk about your pasta-smelling mustache again today, I'm going to freak out.
I'm upset, and I need to wash it.
Okay, well... Thank you for that. All right, here's our PSA, and the music is starting.
Dial 911 for emergencies. PSA, are you a student living off campus? Do you know that what number to dial in case of emergency? To ensure that you get police, fire, medical help quickly and most efficiently if you are off campus, dial 911. Optional. Although, I wasn't supposed to read that part. Although dialing your college public safety number will eventually send emergency services, there may be a delay in getting the needed resources to you. Those seconds may be extremely important if it means life or death. So if you have an off-campus emergency, dial 911. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh my God. Can't wait to see you again.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I can't remember the last time I was this happy.
Dude, I think that's your first beat the beat. This is huge.
Holy God.
To be fair, that was probably beginner level. I think we're looking at a drop. You had a minute to read two paragraphs. And it was close.
Well.
And honestly, we might not be able to give it to you because you read optional out loud.
I'm not disqualified. Don't DQ me, bro.
We'll have to check the tapes, but I'm going to go tentative victory. Our first one. This is a historic day.
No asterisks.
Save the date. This is good.
Save the date, which is today.
Which is today.
The date.
And, wow, I'm really proud of you, man. You've been making a lot of great strides, so...
Let's just say I've hired a tutor.
Well, keep up the good work, and to all those young folks listening who struggle with reading, know that you can overcome anything, because Reed has today.
Yep, and it might take until you're 21.
It might.
But, you know, just keep at it. Wow. Also, glasses help.
Glasses are... I like glasses.
Glasses? I barely know her. Sorry. Are we getting into our requests?
Let's play that song. What's it called? It's something like that makes sense.
I don't know. It's in a foreign tongue.
It's just consonants, I think.
Our friend DJ Small has requested that we play this song, Solely Consonants. I believe that's what it's called. It's D... I believe there's a J after that. DJ. That can't be right. Khalid?
D DJ Khaled.
No.
Can you just tell me what it's called?
I'm so looking. I told you, I'm still having sessions with the tutor. This is hard. Okay. DJADJA.
Ja Ja.
How dare you? And on my birthday from 2 months.
All right, here it comes. Through your speakers. Thank you to DJ Small for this one that I have never heard before.
It's a real shot in the dark.
I'm scared.
Ay, la gamoa, again. Hello, papi, mais qui baza? J'entends des bails à trop son main. À ce qui paraît, je te cours après. Mais ça va pas, mais t'es taré. Mais comment ça? Le monde est hyper. Tu croyais quoi? Qu'on se verrait plus jamais. Je pourrais t'afficher, mais c'est pas mon délire. D'après les rumeurs, tu m'as eu dans ton lit. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu dettes ça. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu dettes ça. Tu penses à moi, j'pense à faire de l'argent. J'suis pas ta daronne, j'te fais pas la morale. Tu parles sur moi, y'a air. Crache encore, y'a air. Tu voulais m'avoir, tu savais pas comment faire. Tu jouais un rôle, tu finiras aux enfers. Dans son Nakamura, je l'ai couché. Le jour où on se croise, faut pas tout faire. Tu jouais le grand frère pour me salir. Tu cherches des problèmes sans faire exprès. Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu dettes ça. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu dettes ça. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu dettes ça. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu dettes ça. Oh, dja dja, j'suis pas ta cata, dja dja, non. Y'a pas moyen, dja dja, ouais. En katana, baby, tu dettes ça. Oh, dja dja, j'suis pas ta cata, dja dja, non. Y'a pas moyen, dja dja, ouais. En katana, baby, tu dettes ça. D'après toi. Katana baby tu detta. On katana baby. On katana baby tu detta. On katana baby. Oh ja ja. Oh ja ja. Oh ja ja.
Now we're back. Now we're back.
Now we're back.
This has been one of our least technically sound days as far as working the board.
I hope you enjoyed all that those nonsense sounds because I didn't understand a word.
Our immediate critique of the song is catchy, fun, something I could really shake it to, but nonsense.
That's something I could see the kids playing, you know, when they want to hear something funky.
Mm-hmm.
But me, a ghost of a Civil War general... not my speed. I like, you know, songs about cold winters and loved ones that miss us while we're on the front.
I mean, I think we can all get behind that. A lot of the band.
Yeah. You know, the night they drove old Dixie down.
Yeah, that one.
The Wait.
The Wait.
You know, if that band, if the band came around 100 years earlier, they might have had a lot of success.
Dude, seriously, they were just far behind their time. missed it.
You know, jokes for all you, the band fans out there.
Followers of this show are huge band followers as well. Yeah, look at Google it, kids.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Read a book for once, why don't you?
We have record viewership right now, and I'm scared. Every time we look up the viewers, we get tense. We don't know what to say.
Should we reveal? Should we not reveal? Just know that we have enough viewers, or should I say listeners, that there are consequences to the words we are saying right now.
No, this is the big leagues now.
The big leagues.
You were saying something?
Oh, yes.
are you getting a phone call?
Oh, no. It's on vibrate. You guys can't hear it. Obviously. What am I, a business chump? No, I'm a businessman. Oh, hello. It's my wealth manager. Yes? What? Freezing my assets! Withdrawing the funding! My portfolios?!
The accounts!
Chakra blue! How is this possible?
Oh my god.
I trusted you to make me a man of great means.
Reed, this sounds pretty serious. Is everything okay?
No. Apparently, my investments in waffles and maple syrup have gone dry. My wealth manager told me, what's one thing everybody loves? Waffles. You know what you need waffles with? Maple syrup.
That's right.
Never going to have a down day. It is untouched by market crashes and market fluctuations. I said, sure. You know, I'm just an English major. What do I know? I trust you, Mr. Madoff. Apparently, he's been in jail for years and giving me terrible advice. Anyway, I've got a few more phone calls to make.
I thought this was appropriate.
Oh, rub salt in my wounds, why don't you?
My accounts? Oh no!
Drain the accounts.
Buy, sell, sell, buy.
Credit default swaps.
Housing crisis.
There's a lot of physical comedy going on right now, I swear.
If you all could see us, you'd be laughing and also joining.
When are we going to make this friggin' thing a TV show already?
God. Well, as soon as I can figure out what Instagram is and how to work Instagram TV.
We're on it.
We're on it.
I think we should hire an intern to do that.
I thought we had an intern.
We had one, and then turns out she doesn't do her job literally ever. She's never done anything for this show.
Also, we couldn't sponsor her to stay in the U.S.
She has left the country, and it was not by choice.
Let's just say I did not expect that she or he was British.
Shout out to 21.
21, if you're listening to this, I think it'll all be all right.
It'll be fine, man. But our intern, on the other hand, will not.
Yeah.
They are not a famous rapper. She's just some girl that we used to know.
No, she's just somebody that we used to know.
Should we just say, let's try to integrate as many song titles into our conversation and then play them?
Yes.
That seems like something we would have to prepare for before.
Yeah.
Should we start preparing for the show before we do it? Or do you think that our just raw energy is better?
I don't know.
I think we've done this. We've never tried.
We've never tried. Well, the other way, here's the problem with the other way. It's a lot of work.
It's unnatural.
Unnatural, I believe, is what they say on the France land. And frankly, I'm just not here for it.
Okay. Well, if listener would ever call in and give us some constructive mythicism, then we would know. You know, it is hard doing this show with a speech impediment. I am not built for the radio.
You've got a speech impediment. I have an eyes impediment. Together
we form a functional human being.
One functional and one unfunctional. The unfortunate reality is one won't make it.
One has to go.
One out of every two will not make it.
All right, let's see. We should play music, right? Do people get upset that we play the same music week after week?
Oh, should we change it up by referring back to a classic?
Yes.
Easy, easy.
Oh.
We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
For long-time listeners of the show, might remember that, you know, when Pete and I were in a real angsty phase, and that's about a year ago,
I'm still going.
Oh, you're still going? Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
I've been going since I was 16 years old. And yes, Mom, I swear it's just a phase. I'm going to grow out of it soon.
7 years. At that point, you could have written your dissertation and earned your PhD.
What are we doing? Sarah, you were saying?
Anyway, while we were in the angsty phase that we are still in, and mm-hmm. it's just a phase, please believe, this guy, you know, spoke to our hearts and our minds
yes.
and our teenage sensibilities.
Now, this might be hard to picture, but the man who sings this song is actually a very not small, but wiry, red-headed British man.
And no, he's not Beach Job.
It's not me. So, and when you hear me come in about halfway through and start singing over, it'll be hard to tell who's who. So,
brace yourselves.
Here comes
music.
We same old Bobby, same old beat. Well, yeah, they got nothing on me. Same old cars, same old streets. But yeah, they got nothing on me. And easy come and easy go. Well, yeah, I'm sure I told you so. Well, they just want you for your door. True, I told you so. Well, your dead job's been eating away your life. You feel a little inside, but trouble and strife. And now you spend your evening searching for another life. And yeah, I think you go in your sights. Well, easy, easy. There's no need to take that toll. Well, easy. I'm on the telephone. I should have kept my receipt. Cause this sandwich I bought, yeah, it's been off for a week. A lot of Tesco stealing my money. When positivity seems hard to reach, I keep my head down and my mouth shut. Cause if you're going through hell, we just keep going. You're easy. So easy. You're easy.
Blue.
Man, just leave us alone. I'll be 1 minute on the phone.
Chocapella. Why are we so talented? Jesus.
You have to think there must be something in the water.
Something's happening to the frogs, and I'm not sure what.
Look, if those frogs didn't want to be like that, then they would just stay in those lily pads.
What?
They know what I mean.
What are you
Come
saying?
Back here, you cowards.
Come here, coward. We're not Alex Jones supporters, to be clear. Is that his name?
I don't know if you can say that, though.
No. Fine, I rescind it. We're neutral on all issues
except the frog one.
Alright, I'm playing more music. Here it comes. That's right.
I'm sure it was Tropic Thunder, not Tropic Thunder.
Well, hold on. That song wasn't called Tropic Thunder? You idiot.
How dare you?
Oh my gosh. You know, I was going to play a song that's like actually, you know, something like indie that people seem to like on the college radio, but now I'm getting a really strong urge to play All American Rejects.
Wow.
That's
a 180.
Stay on the lines. We haven't made up our mind yet. I think... People have heard All American Rejects on their own time.
Yeah, but not for a long time.
We're here for a good time, not a long time. But we are here for a full hour, so depending on the context.
Yeah, I don't know what you think about an hour. Maybe if like you're an ant, it seems really long. It's but if lifetime. You're like a cyclops giant monster, you think it's really short.
Because you live for eternity. What's 1 hour when we're dealing with eternity? Which 98%
yes.
of all people will die at some point, and we believe we are that 2%.
We will live through our music. Well, we don't make the music.
Well, we're about to start.
Oh.
Okay, so call into the show next time for a free t-shirt giveaway. We're here 1 p.m. every Monday, Metal World Monday on Monday. I'm Metal World Pete.
I'm Reed Alexander, co-host.
And it's been a pleasure as always.